I've lived in many places in my life. I'm from Kentucky, but have called South Dakota and Idaho and Indiana and Wyoming and Oregon and New Hampshire and Massachusetts and Connecticut and Alaska home. I've wandered, I've been lost. I've searched for things and people I didn't even know I was looking for. I spy through a camera. The world is mad. I try but can't find any sense. I turn the lens inward and I get even more confused. Where am I supposed to go? How am I supposed to be? I can't seem to find my place. I'm in between worlds, between clarity and madness, between being a father and being a son, between a prairie of wild grass and a forest of planted trees. I teeter on the razor's edge. I am a fringe species. I'm not the only one. In the Lust Hills of western Iowa, we're caught in between woodlands and prairie. But the line between grass and tree isn't always static. Things are always moving, you see. At the equator, the earth spins at over 1,000 miles an hour, but our feet stay planted. My mind races 1,000,000 miles a second, but my brain still hasn't exploded. In the Lust Hills, distribution patterns have been dynamic since their dawn. A little tension keeps things interesting. Crisis can be opportunity, right? I want to believe this anyways. I have to. If I didn't, I wouldn't know what to feel about my grandmother these days. And I definitely wouldn't know what to say to her two warring sons, my dad and my uncle. They're 50 years deep into their own 100 years war, each firing from their trenches, each one every now and again leaving their hole to make a charge at the other, to re-legislate their childhood and renegotiate their shared memories. My dad is pissed because he stayed close to my grandma. My uncle pissed because my dad won't cut him any slack because he didn't. They've been fighting this battle for years now. They fought it when she fell the first time and my dad wanted her to move with him to Indianapolis. And then again when she fell the second time. And now they're fighting again after she's fallen the third time and hit her head in the bathroom. And this time the gloves are off. These two 60-plus-year-old men almost fight every time they get in a room together. You see, my grandma loves Louisville. She doesn't want to leave. She doesn't want to live with my dad. My uncle supports this. He wouldn't want to live with my dad either. My dad, though, feeling a sense of entitlement because he has been her primary caregiver all these years, wants her to come live with him. And his reasons aren't bad. It's a 4.5-hour round trip every time he goes to Louisville. And he's no spring chicken. He's getting close to 70 years old himself. And he's diabetic, and he just had both of his feet and his knees operated on. And he wants to be able to have her close so he can see his mother more, so he can better provide for her basic safety and needs. And he feels that because my uncle can't do these things from far away, that he should get to make all the decisions, and that my uncle should just bow to his desires. These guys couldn't be more different. One is anal, the other goes with the flow. My dad spent his professional life working in prisons. My uncle's an actor and an artist. My dad had kids. My uncle has none. My dad suppresses. My uncle expresses. My dad is good at yelling. My uncle likes to talk. My dad resents my uncle for this because he shows his love for his mother by being her friend. The few hours my dad spends driving to Louisville to make sure my grandma's checkbook is balanced, to make sure she has groceries, my uncle spends talking with her on the phone, speaking of the old days, telling the old stories. What neither of these men can see is that both of them are right. My uncle should listen to my dad more because he's there more, and he sees her and can better gauge her physical needs. But my dad should listen to my uncle more because he really talks to my grandma, and even more so, he listens. And thus can better gauge her emotional needs. The gods these men pray to, if they pray at all, validate each cause equally. When two elephants fight, it's the earth that suffers. It's the civilians, the innocent bystanders caught in the crossfire who pay the heaviest price. That's me, trying to hold my grandma's hand from 800 miles away. You see, I understand where my dad is coming from because he's my dad. A son, even a disillusioned 30-something one, still wants to believe in his father. But I also see where my uncle is coming from, because like him, I left Louisville too. We know what we've left behind. I may live in Sioux City, Iowa, but that place where my grandma is will always be my home. We return to where we come from. I know what it is to be rooted in a place even as the rest of the world above the ground spins. I wander still, but I am not lost. Not anymore, anyways. Now, a father myself, I know this to be true. The boy has left Kentucky, but Kentucky hasn't left the boy. There, the bluegrass and the limestone make the bourbon sweeter, my mind calmer, as I move from the valleys of the Ohio River to the hills and bluffs of Otter Creek. To my own children, this Kentucky will only be the place where their dad is from. They will, though, I hope, be able to drink their own land's elixir. My Ohio is their Missouri, my limestone, their silt-blown Luss. We know Luss encourages long roots. The yucca's 40-foot roots seek and find the deepest moisture. We dig for the ghosts we need to believe in. We must adapt. We have to give to get. We have to change or we will die. I look backward through time to my grandma to find a way home. I look to the Luss, to the hills to guide me. The plain spadefoot toad stays buried underground until early summer rains brings it to surface pools. The prairie shows us how to burrow, how to look within for answers. My grandma knows adaptation too. She survived the Great Depression and World War II and burying three siblings by the time she was 20. She made it through an abusive marriage, a divorce, and still raised two boys to become good men. She knows how to get up each time she falls. She will survive this latest trauma, I know, because that's what she does. She survives. But can we? Can her sons find a way to play nice again? Can her grandson learn to live without her lighting his way? Can we all adapt before we mutate into the people and things we no longer recognize, into what we never wanted or intended to be? A community is the place where individuals interact. An ecosystem is the place where interdependent communities overlap. We don't have to go it alone. There are plenty of beacons to light our path home. The moon still glows, the sun still shines. Sons and daughters morph to mothers and fathers, grandmas and grandpas. If my grandma can learn to live without Louisville, I can. What we can't live without is each other. I pray my dad and uncle will see this before it's too late. Outside, snow lines the branches of trees. My eyes gaze and roll and wander to the hills. My breath, I see, circles to blue skies and to heaven. Thanks.
Dr. Ryan Allen is an associate professor of English and writing at Briarcliff University. He also serves as a nonfiction and Siouxland editor for the Briarcliff Review. He lives in Sioux City with his wife, three children, and dog. He read his story, Living on the Edge, at a live Ode event that took place in March. The next event is tonight in ISU Design West. The theme is, Wherever You Go, There You Are, an Ode to Travel. Doors open at 6:30. The storytelling begins at 7 o'clock. See you there. Ode is a storytelling series where community members tell true stories on stage. It was founded by Allie Carson. To learn more, find Ode Storytelling on Facebook. The music you're hearing is by Annie Owl. You can also find her on Facebook. Find the stories we have broadcast on kwit.org. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.
I want to learn how to pick up the pieces and put you back together. Just like a child and a baby doll, we can put it back together. I'll keep your lovely bones and stick on little wings. I'll only let you go when your heart starts to limp. Do 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 holding on too hard, 'cause it's all I got. Please don't give up on me. Please don't give up.